Historic flooding across the state. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Roads and schools are closed and events have been canceled all across the state this week as folks continue to deal with the effects of all of the rain from this winter and particularly the past week. And farmers are dealing with it as well.
We're starting calving right now and it's just a miserable situation for a cow to be in when it stands there and rains on her for a week and they eat more and good Lord blessed us with a good hay crop this year and now the cattle have just stood there and eat. You know, we're kind of getting into a hay shortage in our area. I get 10 calls a week, people hunting hay, and I'm probably going to be hunting some myself. It's one of those things, the rain's really been a stress on us this winter.
Lincoln County cattle producer Bo Jackson says even without the flooding happening now, the wet winter has been problematic because they've had to feed more hay, something Jefferson County farmer Aaron Loy echoes when talking about his operation.
My particular situation, you know, even though we haven't had really all that cold of weather this year, you know, cattle are eating a lot more hay than they normally would have just because it's been so wet. And again, I mean, our pastures are really torn up and everything, which is going to affect how good our pastures are this coming spring and summer and how good our hay production is as well.
And with the flooding, even in East Tennessee's mountainous areas, now affecting even more farmers, the question now arises about the hay crop for this year.
Particularly here just in the past day or two, all the creeks are up over the roads and everything, and coming from a cattle background, you know, it's really had a pretty bad effect on our pastures this year, but hopefully warm weather's right around the corner and we'll come out of it.
Now, we've also had reports from farmers having to rescue cows by boat in West Tennessee, so we'll keep you posted as we hear how these floods are affecting our farmers across the state. Have a great day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.